Our heart is full of joy and thanksgiving.
我们的心充满了喜乐和感恩。
That the Lord gathered us together here in this weekend.
当主在这个周末把我们聚在这里的时候。
And I myself, is trembling before the Lord.
我自己真是恐惧战惊在主的跟前。
Because, this is my first, experience try to use other than my mother tongue to share with brothers and sisters for the four consecutive messages.
因为这是我头一次和弟兄姊妹用不是我的母语跟弟兄姊妹们交通一连串的信息。
But I know the Lord will provide.
但是我知道主必供应。
And this time, the burden was assigned by God through brothers and sisters to me.
这次我的负担是借着弟兄姊妹们指定给我的。
That is Book of Numbers.
那就是民数记。
I trust most of us already have studied or read through the whole Book of Numbers several times.
我相信我们弟兄姊妹们或是研读或是把它读过几次。
Shall we turn to few passages?In the scripture.
我们可以不可以一起来读几处的经文
Shall we turn to Book of Numbers, chapter 1? We read verse 1 first.
好不好打开民数记我们读第一章先读第一节
And Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting, on the first of the second month.In the second year after their departure from the land of Egypt.
民数记第一章第一节，以色列人出埃及地后第二年二月初一日，耶和华在西乃的旷野会幕中晓谕摩西说。
And verse 2-4, saying, Take the sum of the whole assembly of the children of Israel after their families, according to their fathers' houses.By the number of the names, every male, according to their poles, from 20 years and upward, and that go forth to military service in Israel, ye shall number them according to their hosts, they, thou and Aaron.
第二节到第四节。你要按以色列全会众的家世、宗族、人民的数目计算所有的男丁，凡以色列中从二十岁以外能出去打仗的，你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点。
And chapter one 到第四节，
第四节，每支派中必有一人做本支派的族长，帮助你们。
Verse 41-54. But the Levites, after the tribe of their fathers, were not numbered among them. For Jehovah has spoken to Moses, saying, Only thou shalt not number the tribe of Levi, neither take the sum of them among the children of Israel. But thou appoint the Levites over the tabernacle of testimony.And over all the vessels thereof, and over all things that belong to it, they shall bear the tabernacle and all its vessels, and they shall serve it, and round about the tabernacle shall they encamp. And when the tabernacle setteth forth forward, the Levites shall take it down, and when the tabernacle encampeth, the Levites shall set it up.And the stranger that comes near shall be put to death. And the children of Israel shall encamp every man in his camp, and every man by his own standard, according to their hosts. But the Levites shall encamp round about the tabernacle of testimony, that there come not wrath upon the assembly of the children of Israel. And the Levites shall keep the charge.Of the tabernacle of testimony. And the children of Israel did so according to all that Jehovah had commanded Moses, so did they.
第一章第四十七节，利未人却没有按着支派数在其中，因为耶和华晓谕摩西说，唯独利未支派，你不可数点，也不可在以色列人中计算他们的总数。 主要派利未人管法柜的帐幕和其中的器具，并属乎帐幕的，他们要抬帐幕和其中的器具，并要办理帐幕的事，在帐幕的四围安营。帐幕将往前行的时候，利未人要拆卸；将支搭的时候，利未人要竖起。近前来的外人必被致死。以色列人支搭帐篷，要造他们的军队，各归本营，各归本堵。但利未人要在法柜帐幕的四围安营，免得愤怒临到以色列会众。利未人并要谨守法柜的帐幕。以色列人就这样行，凡耶和华所吩咐摩西的，他们就照样行了。
In chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, And Jehovah spoke to Moses and to Aaron, saying, The children of Israel shall encamp every one by his standard, with the ensign of their father's house, round about the tent of meeting, afar off opposite to it, shall they encamp.
第二章第一和第二节，耶和华晓谕摩西亚伦说，以色列人要各归自己的独下，在本族的旗号那里，对着会幕的四围安营。
And chapter 9 verse 15 to 18.
第九章第十五到二十三节。
十八节。好，第十八节。
啊，第十八节。
And on the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle of the tent of testimony, and at even it was upon the tabernacle as the appearance of fire until the morning. So it was continually, the cloud covered it, and at night it was as the appearance of fire. And when the cloud rose from the tent, then the children of Israel journeyed, and at the place where the cloud stood still, there the children of Israel encamped. According to the commandment of Jehovah, the children of Israel journeyed, and according to the commandment of Jehovah, they remained encamped. All the days that the cloud dwelt upon the tabernacle, they encamped.
第十五到十八节。立起帐幕的那日，有云彩遮盖帐幕，就是法柜的帐幕。从晚上到早晨，云彩在其上，形状如火，常是这样。云彩遮盖帐幕，夜间形状如火。云彩几时从帐幕收上去，以色列人就几时起行。云彩在哪里停住，以色列人就在那里安营。以色列人遵耶和华的吩咐起行，也遵耶和华的吩咐安营。云彩在帐幕上停住几时，他们就驻营几时。
Chapter 10 verse 33.
第十章第三十三节。
And they set forward from the mountain of Jehovah and went 3 days journey, and the ark of the covenant of Jehovah went before them in the 3 days journey.To search out a resting place for them.
以色列人离开耶和华的山，往前行了三天的路程。耶和华的约柜在前头，行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。
And chapter 14, verse 11.
第十四章第十一节。
And Jehovah said to Moses, How long will this people despise me? And how long?Will they not believe me for all the signs which I have done among them?
耶和华对摩西说，这百姓藐视我，要到几时呢？我在他们中间行了这一切神迹，他们还不信我，要到几时呢？
And verse 24,
第二十四节。
But my servant Caleb, because he hath another spirit in him, and hath followed me fully,He will I bring into the land whereinto he came, and his seed shall possess it.
唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进去，领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
Lastly, Hebrew in the New Testament.
最后。新约的希伯来书
Chapter 3
第三章
verse 9 and 10.
第九和第十节。
Where your fathers attempted me by proving me and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was wroth with this generation and said, they shall always err in heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath. That's it.
第九节，在那里，你们的祖宗试我探我，并且观看我的作为有四十年之久，所以我厌烦那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
For we are become companions of the Christ, if indeed we hold the beginning of the assurance firm to the end.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Book of Numbers is a long book of history record.
民数记是一本很长的关于历史的记载。
It's a record of the journey of the children of Israel walking from Mount Sinai to the promised land of God.
记载着以色列百姓从西乃山要前行到神应许的迦南美地。
Most people, when we first read this book,
很多人当第一次读这卷书的时候
maybe we all feel it's a little bit tedious or boring.
我们可能感觉到有点冗长或者是无聊。
But as we experienced it,
可是当我们经历了它之后
in the Lord,
在基督里经历它
then we will find this book is very, very precious.
我们就会发现这卷书其实非常非常的宝贵。
This time we will use 4 sessions to share a little bit about this book.
这次我们用四次的时间来交通关于这卷书。
So I will, because of the limit of time,
因为时间的限制,
so I will use an outline form to share with brothers and sisters.
我将采取用纲要式的方式来跟你们交通。
For the sake of clarity,
为了清楚的缘故
，I will do it section by section.
我要一段一段的来交通
，step by step.
一步一步的。
And I ask your forgiveness. I didn't prepare a PowerPoint.
我请大家原谅，因为我们并没有为大家预备。
But once I start a section, I will notify you.When I go move forward, I will let you know.
但是当我开始一个新的段落的时候，我会让你知道。
Hopefully, you will be clear as a book or a class note.
盼望
as I share.
当我交通的时候，你能感觉到像我们在课堂上里面在做笔记那么的清晰。
So this morning, I will start with an introduction.
今天早晨我要做一个简介。
Introduce you the theme of this book I use.
就是介绍我所使用这卷书它的主题。
I used a theme called The Church Walking the Heavenly Way.
主题就是教会走天路。
Maybe to some of us, it might be a little bit awkward.
可能对有些弟兄姊妹来说感觉有点怪异。
奇怪。
奇怪。
The Church Walking the Heavenly Way.
说教会走天路。
And so I will use a little bit of time to introduce and explain the meaning of why I use this title.
我要花点时间来解释为什么我用这个题目。
First, I would like to say something about the church and the assemblies.
首先，我要介绍一下什么是教会，什么是众教会，或者是神儿女的聚集。
From theBible, we know there is one and only one church.
从圣经的启示我们知道教会只有一个。
And this is the purpose and the end result of Christ's redemptive work.
这是基督救赎工作的旨意和终极目的。
Our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
我们的主耶稣在十字架上被钉死。
He shed his blood.To cleanse our sins.
他流出宝血洗净我们的罪。
And also, he died for us.
并且他为我们而死。
And he was resurrected.
从死里复活。
Not only to redeem us from the enemy, from the world, from the dark, the power of darkness.
不仅把我们从撒旦，把我们从世界和从各样的罪恶中救出来。
Brothers and sisters, he, the purpose of his redemption work is to gain himself a church.
弟兄姊妹们，他救赎的目的更是为着他自己要得着教会。
As we are saved,
当我们得救的时候，
we are already in the church.
我们已经在那教会里。
And we know the church is nothing but the body of Christ.
我们知道教会就是基督的身体。
Is a new man.
是新人。
A universal man.
是一个宇宙人。
The head is Christ Jesus, the individual Christ.
而个人的基督就是这身体的头。
And the whole body is the ransomed crowd.
而这个身体就是蒙救赎的所有百姓。
Once we are saved,We are in Christ, and we are in the church.
我们一旦得救，我们就在基督里，我们也在那教会里。
Although we are in the church, but we cannot see it fully.
虽然我们在教会里，可是我们并不能够完全的看透它。
With our physical eyes,
不能用我们肉眼看它。
Nor experience it fully with our physical body.
也不能用我们肉身的身体的完全经历它。
Because it is spiritual.
因为那是属灵的。
It is a universal man.
那是一个宇宙人。
Which includes all the redeemed ones throughout human history.
那是在人类历史中所有蒙恩得救的人的总和。
I myself believe not only the saints, after the Pentecost.
我个人相信，不仅包括了那些在五旬节之后的圣徒们，
but also includes all the saints in the Old Testament time.
而且也包括在旧约中所有的圣徒们。
That is the church.
这就是那教会。
In God's eyes, there's not many, many churches on earth.
在神的眼中，并不是像地上有这么多的教会。
But only one church.
只有一个教会。
That is Christ himself.
那就是基督自己。
That's a corporate Christ.
那是团体的基督。
But in time and in various localities,
但是在时间中，在不同的地方上，
there are many gatherings of God's people.
在各地有神儿女们的聚集。
And quite often we hear people, maybe we ourselves, we use the word church.To address to these gatherings.
很多时候我们听见，甚至包括我们自己，我们都用教会来称呼我们自己的聚会。
And sometimes, in order to differentiate one from the other, one gathering from the other.
有些时候为了要分别不同的聚集，
there is an adjective put before the term church.
他们就把一个形容词放在这个教会的前面。
For instance, the church in England called Anglican Church.
譬如说在英国的教会就叫安利甘教会。
The Chinese gathering, Chinese Christian gathering in North America, usually called Chinese church.
或者是在北美的这些讲中文的聚会，他们就叫自己叫华人教会。
And some emphasize some experience of the truth, so they use that word, like Baptist church.
有些是用真理来区别他们的聚会，譬如说叫浸信会。
And there are many gatherings of God's people wherever the gospel is preached and accepted.
无论在哪里，福音被传扬并且被接受的时候，就有神儿女们取来聚会。
And we call this the assemblies of God.
我们称这个叫做神的众教会，或者神儿女们的聚集。
Or the assemblies of Christians.
就是神儿女们的聚集。
No matter you emphasize whatever,
无论你所强调的是什么。
Brothers and sisters, that's the assembly. That's because it's limited in time, limited in space, and limited in experience and the full view of the church.
这个只能够称是一个在时间中、在地方上、在空间里、在有限的经历里面的一种的聚集。
Although we may use different adjectives put before that term, church,
虽然我们会把不同的形容词专放在这个聚集的前面，
we know that in fact, in history, there are many and various of gatherings of God's people.
在历史上，事实上有很多神爱民的聚会。
And we call it the assemblies.
我们都称它为众教会。
Now this is the first part. I want to explain why I use this term, the church walking the heavenly way.
这就是我花一点时间解释我为什么使用教会走天路这个题目。
Then we come to the whole book of the Old Testament.
那么现在我们来到整个旧约是圣经。
In the history of the children of Israel,
在以色列历史上，在旧约里面。
In one sense, it is a type of the church.
一面来说，它是预表着那教会。
From Exodus, book of Exodus 1 to the end of Malachi.
从出埃及记第一章一直到马拉基书的结束。
We see from one family, that is the called one,Abraham developed into a people.
我们看见从一个家庭，就是亚伯拉罕的家庭，一直发展到整个的民族。
And the Lord delivered these people who were enslaved in Egypt and delivered them out from the slavery of Egypt.
我们看见神把他们从埃及为奴之家领出来。
Throughout the whole history of Israelites,
从整个以色列的历史
we see there's abundant and riches of the experience of God's people.
我们看见了神儿女们在很丰满的、丰富的经历的神。
他们有很丰富的经历。
他们有很丰富的经历。
神儿女们有很丰富的经历。
神儿女们有很丰富的经历。
That typifies the experience of the church.
啊，这就是预表到
in the New Testament time.
在新约时代，教会对基督当有的经历。
But behind the outward Israelites' history,
但是在这些外表以色列人的历史之后背后
，we see God's hand.
我们看见了神的手。
We see His mercy.
我们看见神的怜悯。
We see His loving kindness.
我们看见神的慈爱。
We see His patience.
我们看见神的耐心。
We see His wisdom.
我们看见神的智慧
How he lead his people.
他如何来引导他的百姓们
And above all,
在这一切之上
through the history of the Israelites,
经由以色列人整个历史
we see God's purpose.
我们看见了神的目的
And also we see his ways.
我们看见了他的道路
So we come to book of Numbers.
所以我们就来到了民数记。
It is but the early experience of the Israelites as a whole.
这是讲到以色列全体他们来经历神
最早期的经历。
最早期的经历。
After they were emancipated from the slavery of Egypt.
啊，当他们从埃及为奴的情况中被救赎出来之后
，This people, their early experience was recorded in Book of Numbers.
这个民族他们最早期的经历就记在民数记里。
And we see this book is a corporate action and experience of God's people.
我们看见这卷书事实上就是神百姓团体的行动和他们的经历。
They move from Mount Sinai toward Canaan, the promised land.
他们从西乃山起行要前往应许之地迦南。
So, put in a simple way,It is a record or a story of God's people's relocation.
啊，或者是另外一个方式来讲，这就是神百姓他们搬家的一个记录和历史。
Of moving into their inheritance.
啊，他们要搬进他们得产业之地。
And we will ask ourselves, what is its significance to today's church, to today's Christian?
那我们会问说，这卷书对今天的基督徒来说有什么意义呢
？We know that as a type, the people of Israelites refers to the universal man, the church.
我们知道，在预表上来说，以色列人就是预表着那个宇宙人教会。
Which is invisible from us.
啊，对我们来说乃是肉眼看不见的。
But in practice, in the way of practice,
但是在实际上来说
we know the experience of God's people in the Old Testament time，
我们知道神百姓们在旧约时代的经历
refers to any gathering of God's people would experience and would just experience。
乃是要引我们来看新约时代各个聚会对神有的经历。
And this experience is a sure and necessary experience who has the meaning of the true church。
而这个经历对我们跟随基督的来说，那是所有真正教会的意义应当有的经历。
Then we will go on to talk about the meaning of the church walking the heavenly way。
那现在我们来看一下什么是教会走天路的意义。
We know there was a book called The Pilgrim Church by Broadbent。
我们知道有一本书叫做走天路的教会，是 Broadbent 弟兄所写的。
饶伯本
弟兄。
And why we don't just use that same name to address Book of Numbers？
那我们为什么没有用同样的名字来称民数记呢？
We know in the long history of the church，
我们知道在整个漫长的教会历史中
，we see there are many various gatherings of God's people。
我们知道有许许多多神儿女们不同的聚集。
Some gatherings they encountered the same thing that the Israelites encountered in the wilderness。
有一些的聚集，他们也经历了以色列人在旷野中的经历。
And some other gatherings they walk according to man's regulations, man's constitutions and bylaws。
但是也有许多的聚会，他们只不过是跟随着人的规章制度和系统
or just follow the system of this world，
或是照着这个世界的系统
becomes a religious institution，
只不过成为一个宗教的机构。
But yet they are still the gatherings of God's people，
然而他们还是神儿女们的聚集。
And so they will encounter different kind of experiences，
但是他们所经历的就与以色列人不同。
And their gathering will have a different kind of expression other than the expression recorded in Numbers。
而他们所表现的也跟在民数记所记载的不同。
So, among all the gatherings of God's people in history，
所以在神儿女们这些教会历史上的表现，
there are few groups。They have the same experience recorded in the Old Testament time。
他们有一些团体就有在旧约中所记载的那样的经历。
So they are different from the rest of the gatherings of God's people。
因此，他们就与许多神其他儿女们的聚会有所不同。
That's the reason why I think Brother Broadbent used that word, the Pilgrim Church。
这是为什么？我想。饶伯本弟兄用走天路的教会来描述那些的聚集。
To differentiate those minority groups, from the dominant, religious groups.
来区分那些少数的这些走天路的团体与那些所谓的主流和多数的团体。
And this time, as we meditate this book of Numbers,
这一次当我们来默想民数记这卷书的时候，
According to the revelation of God's word，
按照着神在话语中的启示，
We know the people of Israel they represent the church。
我们知道以色列百姓就是代表着那教会。
And their experience and their expression also tells about the experienceAn expression of those gatherings who has the nature of that church，
而他们的表现和他们的经历，也就是说出了那些走天路的教会有的表现和经历，
有那教会性质，
有那教会性质的聚集所表现的。
That's the reason I use this term, the church walking on the heavenly way.
这就是为什么要用教会走天路做题目。
And if the Lord allows this fourth session, I will divide it into four subtopics.
主若许，我要把这次的聚集分成四个分题。
This morning, I will talk about the church walking the heavenly way.
今天早晨我要交通的就是教会走天路。
And that's from chapter 1 to chapter 4.
这是从第一章到第四章所记载的。
And some of the principles as we have read other chapters.
以及其他我们所读到的关于这些的原则。
The second one, I'll talk about the preparation for this heavenly way.
那么第二个分题就是走天路当有的预备。
The subtitle is Build up the body of Christ.
这个题目的副题就是建立基督的身体。
From chapter 1 to chapter 10 covers.
这是从第一章到第十章。
And the third one, next morning, I will use the wilderness versus the land of Canaan.
明天早晨就是第三堂，我要交通的是旷野与迦南。
The subtitle is In Our Flesh versus In Christ.
这个副标题就是在我们的肉体里或是在基督里。
That covers from chapter 11 to 25.
这包含着第十一章到第二十五章。
The last one will be the inheritance in view.
最后一个题目是产业在望。
The subtitle will be Ready to Take Possession.
它的副标题就是预备好得产业。
So I'll move on from chapter 1 to chapter 4.
所以我要开始讲第一到第四章这一段。
I will talk about the significance and the characteristics of the church.
我要谈到教会的意义和它的特点，还有它的特点。
In Numbers chapter 1 verse 1 and 2,
在民数记第一章的第一和第二节里，
we see here recorded, and Jehovah spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tent of meeting.
第一节，以色列人出埃及地后，第二年二月初一日，耶和华在西乃的旷野会幕中晓谕摩西说。
We see here the children of Israel, they are quite different from a year or so ago.
我们看见以色列百姓在这里跟他们多年前的情况是一年多以前是不同的。
Because by then they lived in Egypt.
那时候他们还住在埃及。
They were under the reign of Pharaoh.
他们还在法老的手下。
They were slaves to Egyptians.
他们是在埃及人手下做奴隶的。
But here we see they are at the foothill of Mount Sinai.
但是在这里我们看见他们已经来到了西乃山下。
And God dwell among them.
神与他们同住。
And that is the people shows the meaning of the church.
这一般人就是要来彰显教会意义的一般人。
They become the house of God.
他们成了神家中的人。
That means among them, they can experience the presence of God.
而他们在一起可以来经历神的同在。
As we go to certain friends' home,
当我们到一些朋友们的家中的时候
，That's a sure place you can find him.
那是你在那里可以找到他的。
If you can't find him during the day because he's at work,
如果你白天找不到他，可能他正在工作。
But for sure you will find him after he comes home from work.
但是当他下了班之后，你肯定可以在他家中找到他。
Today in the whole world,
今天在全世界
，where we can find God's presence,
我们在哪里可以找到神的同在呢
？It's not in science,
它不是在神迹中。
It's not 科学。
不是在科学里。
It's not in institutions.
不是在组织里。
But only where has the meaning and nature of God's house.
乃是在那些有神家的意义和性质的地方。
And how do we experience God's presence?
我们如何来经历神的同在呢
？Like our brother shared last night.
就像我们弟兄昨天晚上所交通的。
His life, this heavenly life, starts in each and every one of his children.
神的生命在每一个他所救赎的人。他所救赎的儿女里面开始。
And when we gather together, the presence is among us.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，他的同在就在我们中间。
That is the real meaning of the church.
这是教会真实的意义。
If we come to a place, we have a very beautiful programs.
如果我们到了一个地方，它有非常好的节目。
Very solemn rituals.
有很庄严的仪式
But if it's only outward form
但是如果它只不过是外表的一个形式
People's life was not touched was not experiencing the presence of God
人的生命没有接触到神或是他们没有经历到神的同在
Then that gathering at most is a religious gathering
那样的聚会充其量只不过是一个宗教性的聚集。
That is not the house of God. That is not the tabernacle.
那不是神的家，那不是帐幕。
And the second thing about the tabernacle, the tent of meeting.
那么第二点关于这个帐幕会幕的意义。
We would say God He Himself is the owner.
就是神乃是这个家的所有人。
He is the Lord of this house.
他是这个家的主人。
So in this house, he has the final say. He has the say.
在这个家中，他是唯一有发言权的。
So we see when Moses was sent to his people.
所以我们看见
by God to his people.
当摩西被神打发到他百姓中间的时候
And we almost cannot find one instance that Moses speak according to himself.
我们几乎找不到有什么地方是摩西自己要说话。
Everything that Moses said is recorded. Jehovah spoke to Moses, and Moses said.
每一个地方我们看见都是耶和华向小谕摩西说，然后摩西向以色列人说。
That means in this house, God is the owner.
那就表明这个家里边神乃是所有人。
He is the Lord of this house.
他是家主。
He has the say.
他有发言权。
He is the way.
他是那道路。
He is the method.
他是那方法。
It's not because we are bright and we are fervent and we can plan for God.
并不是因为我们聪明，我们热心，我们就可以来为他做计划。
We can do things for God. No.
不是因为这样，我们就可以为神做什么。
Then the third meaning of the church.
关于教会的三个意义
about the house of God
就是神家的第三方面的意义
is God find rest there
就是神在那里找到了安息
many people brothers and sisters this morning I saw you didn't sleep well last night
很多弟兄姊妹告诉我说昨天晚上他们没睡好
because it's not your bed
因为那不是你的床
it's not your blanket
不是你的被
it's not your home
不是你的家
you knowWhen God finds His home among His people, that's a perfect rest.
你知道吗？当神在那他的百姓中找到他的家的时候，那是一个完全的安息。
If we don't care for His presence,
如果我们不在乎他的同在
，If we don't care for His lordship,
如果我们不在乎他的主权
，Then He won't find rest among us.
那他就在我们中间找不着安息。
If He doesn't have rest among us.
如果他在我们中间找不到安息
Then we won't have rest either
那我们也没有安息
That's why so many people, so many Christians are nervous Christians
这就是为什么许多基督徒是很紧张的基督徒
We have no rest
因为我们没有安息
But if we see God pitch his tent among his people
如果我们看见神自搭帐幕在他百姓的中间
He find his rest among his people.
当他找到了 在百姓中间找到安息的时候
That is the church.
这就是那教会的
The sign of the church is heavenly rest.
教会它的一个特征就是属天的平安
Outwardly, physically, we may be very busy, but yet inwardly, we are very peaceful.
在外面在肉身上也许我们很忙可是在里面我们是充满了安息
And there's a heavenly serenity in us
在那里有属天的安宁在里面
Then the second thing we see in chapter 1 of book of Numbers
那么在民数记第一章我们第二点看到的是
God calls 12 tribal chiefs to number All the males 20 years and above.
神就呼召了以色列十二支派中的十二个族长来数点他们的二十岁以上的男丁。
And according to their father's house, according to their families, and name by name.
乃是按照他们的家世、宗族和人名的数目来数点的。
And all these males.Are fit for military service.
而这些男丁们，他们都是身强体壮，可以来做战士的。
Brothers and sisters, God's people is the house of God.
弟兄姊妹们，神的百姓就是神的家。
And God's people is also the army of God.
而且神的百姓也是神的军队。
But in chapter 1, God did not address them.As the army of Jehovah.
可是在第一章里头，神没有称他们为耶和华的军队。
But God addressed them the army of the Israelites.
乃是称他们为以色列的军队。
But at any rate, we know that God's purpose is to train them, to transform them from the army of the Israelites to the army of Jehovah.
但是无论怎样神的目的乃是要把他们训练把他们改变从以色列的军队成为耶和华的军队
Brothers and sisters, so we would look into it about the meaning of this or the factors of the army
所以弟兄姊妹们我们就要来看军队它的特点它的事实
Here God askedMoses to number the males according to their families, father's house.
我们看见神父摩西就要按照他们的宗室、他家世、宗族来数点。
God really emphasized the origin of life.
神乃是非常强调生命的本源。
And we Christians, we come to God's house and we become the house ofHousehold of God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们来到神跟前，成为神的家。
And each one of us is a member of the household.
我们每一个人都成为这家的家人。
Brothers and sisters, we are no longer strangers or sojourners.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不再是客旅，也不再是外人。
But we have the life, the very life of God's Son.
我们乃是有神儿子自己的生命。
And that.Consists the first basis to enter into the army of God.
啊，这是成为耶和华军队的第一个要素。
And the second thing, they have to be grown up.
第二件，他们必须长大成人。
20 years and upward.
即是二十岁以外。
That means physically and mentally are grown up.
他们必须在身体上和心智上都达到成熟。
We know.All the armies in this world, they only draft people at least 18 years and up.
我们知道在这个世上、每一个军队招募人的时候都必须至少18岁以上。
When I was in Taiwan, all the boys, when they reach 18, they will be drafted.
当我在台湾的时候所有的男子在18岁以上他们可能就被征召去当兵。
Why 18?
为什么是18岁呢?
Because you have to be physically and mentally mature.
因为你必须在身体上和心智上都成熟。
Only those guerrillas they will draft boys, anyone.
只有游击队会去抓那个小男孩，任何人都可以带去。
But formal armies always draft those who are grown up and fit.
但是正式的军队，正规军必须是那些心智和体能都成熟的人。
And they are fit for military service.
他们必须是身体足够应付军事的侍奉。
In other words, they cannot be, have birth defect.
他们不能够是生下来就有残疾的。
Or is weak physically.
或者是身体衰弱的。
When I was young.
当我还年轻的时候
When I reached the age to enter into military service,
当我达到应当当兵的年龄
But yet my size is very short.
但是因为我长得太矮小
My size is about middle school age.
我差不多是有中学生那样的大小
I thought I'm not qualified to be drafted.
好像我还不够格被征召
But yet when they did the physical, they still put me in.
但是当他们有做体检的时候，还是把我收进去了。
But after 2 months training,
但是经过两个月的训练
，I grew up as a man.
我就长大成个男人。
I grow in size about 6 inches.
我在两个月之内长得大概有6英寸，15公分。
So no wonder there's a saying in America.
难怪在美国有这样的说法。
You give me a boy, and I will return you a man.
你给个男孩，我给你一个男人。
That is a military service.
啊，这就是军事训练。
So when we gather together as God's household,
所以当我们在像成为神的家这样来聚集的时候
，God want to train us.
神要训练我们
，to enlarge our capacities.
还要扩大我们的力量
，and to nourish us.
啊，他要喂养我们。
So we will grow in spiritual size.
所以我们在属灵上可以成长。
So we can be trained.
我们是可以被训练的。
So not only we know spiritual knowledges.
我们不仅有了属灵的知识
，but we are skillful in discerning the scheme of the enemies.
啊，我们被训练成为一个技巧熟练的人，可以分辨仇敌的诡计。
Brothers and sisters, in other words, we.Know how to fight the spiritual war.
换句话说，就是我们已经知道如何打属灵的仗。
Because the world is surrounding God's church.
啊，因为这个世界正包围着神的教会。
Not only physically outward, but also inwardly, spiritually in our heart.
不仅是在外面，并且是在里面包围。
We need to grow up, and we need to become the soldiers of Christ.
所以我们必须长大，我们必须成为基督的精兵。
That is the meaning, the other second meaning of the church.
啊，这就是神的教会的第二个意义。
That's represented in Numbers, the army of the Israelites.
啊，就是《民数记》里面所说到的以色列的军队。
Then the third characteristics of the church is the priesthood.
那么教会第三方面的特点就是祭司的职分。
So inChapter 1, verse 47 to 54.
所以在第一章的第47到54节里面
It recorded the Levites after the tribe of their fathers were not numbered among the rest of the Israelites.
这里说利未支派却不可以数在以色列人的中间
Because they represent the whole people of Israelites.
因为他们是代表着全体的以色列人
We all know this story.
我们都知道这个故事。
At the foot of Mount Sinai,
啊，在西奈山脚下
，Moses was called to go up to the top.
摩西被呼召到了山顶。
For 40 days and 40 nights to fellowship with God to receive the pattern of the mount.
有40昼夜之久，他在神面前与他交通。
Because God wanted to build His house among His people.
因为神要在他的百姓中间建立他的家。
ButDuring that 40 days and 40 nights,
但是在那四十昼夜的时候
the Israelites, they relaxed themselves.
啊，这以色列人放松了
And they eat and drink, and they worship idol. They made a golden calf.
啊，他们坐下吃喝，他们又拜了偶像，他们铸了金牛犊
And that caused a plague going around among them.
啊，这个就造成了瘟疫在他们中间。
And Moses stood at the breach and prayed for, intercede for all the people.
摩西就站在其中，啊，为他的百姓们来祈求。
By then, only the Levites came out, stood out, and they dealt, they deal with the sin of idol worship.
啊，这个时候只有以色列只有利未支派的人，他们站出来来对付拜偶像的罪。
So God has chosen the tribe of Levite to represent the rest of the people as priesthood.
因此，神就拣选了利未人来代表所有以色列人来担任祭司。
That means God's household, God, the church meaning is.We are all servants of God.
这些意义就是说，我们都是神的仆人。
And to be servant is to do the will of the master.
作为仆人，那是要遵行主人的心意。
And also to bear the responsibilities in the house of God.
并且在神的家中来背负责任。
That's recorded in chapter 1.Verse 47 to 54.
这是记载在第一章第四七到五十四节里面的。
Then I will move on for the next section.
啊，现在我要往前讲另外一个部分。
We know the journey of the Israel people.
我们知道以色列人整个的行程。
They were in the wilderness, in the desert land.
他们乃是在旷野，在沙漠里。
And we know in the desert land, in the wilderness, there's no road, there's no name, no nothing.
啊，因为在沙漠里，在旷野里，啊，没有路名，没有地名，什么都没有。
But why do we call it the heavenly way?
那为什么我们称这个路为天路呢？
I'll speak few things.
啊，我要交通几个点。
The reason we call it the heavenly way.
我们之所以称它为天路的原因是
It's because of its destination.
那是因为它的目的。
We know this term, heavenly way.
我们知道天路这个词。
To my own knowledge.
就着我所认识的来说。
The first time I heard it is from a book by T. Austin Sparks.
我第一次听见这个词，那是在从斯派克弟兄的一本书听见的。
He has a book named The Pioneers of the Heavenly Ways.
他有一本书，书名就是属天道路的先锋。
And he uses the characters of the Old Testament time.
啊，他呢是用旧约中的人物来说明。
To describe Christians' experience going toward God's purpose.
来描述基督徒怎样逐步的走向神的目的。
Brothers and sisters, God'sPurpose, God's destination defines the way.
弟兄姊妹们，神的旨意，神的目的来定义这条道路。
It's not because of the scenery. It's not because of the beautiful highway, brothers and sisters. Its nature is defined by God.
不是因着那些美丽的风景，或是建造的很好的道路，乃是照着神的旨意和目的。
So we see this action of relocation.Was initiated by God Himself.
所以我们看见以色列人的搬家乃是由神发起的。
It's not initiated by Moses.
它不是由摩西发起的。
Nor by any one of the rest of the Israelites.
也不是由任何一个以色列人所发起的。
And not only initiated by God.
啊，不仅是神发起的。
But all the way we see God never depart from them.
啊，我们看见。整个路径，神从来没有离开过他们。
God leads them by Himself.
神亲自带领他们。
God go together with them.
神与他们同行。
In another word,
换一句话说
，God takes charge and be responsible for everything they encounter.
神负责，神保护他们整个所有的遭遇。
That is the reason why we call this journey in the wilderness.The heavenly way.
这是为什么我们称在旷野里面所行走的路叫做天路。
Spiritually speaking,
按属灵的意义来说
，They started from an earthly life.
他们是从属地的生命
，earthly nature.
属地的性质开始
，earthly interest.
属地的兴趣开始。
Through this wilderness,
然后经过了旷野。
They reached into a heavenly, a spiritual nature, a spiritual character.
他们达到了属天的生命性质和属天的目的。
And also along the way,
而且在一个整个路上。
Especially in chapter 33, we see the most frequent occurred word is the people of Israel were removed from one place and encamped in another place.
特别是在第三十三章里面，我们看见许多次的记载，就是他们从这里起行啊，在那里安营。
And this removed and encamped occurred at least 41 times in my version.
啊，在我的版本里面，至少有41次他们起行。
So we see in this 40 years, they were constantly moving.
所以在这四年当中，他们是不断的在搬家。
Actually, 38 years they were moving.
应该是38年不断的在搬动。
And in average, at least 1.2 times, or 1. something times per year.
就是一年至少搬了一次多一点的家。
Last week I visited.Dear brother and sister's home.
上个礼拜我去拜访了一个亲爱弟兄姊妹的家。
And they told me how many times they moved.
他们就告诉我说他们已经搬了多少次家了。
I thought to myself, I finally find someone match my experience.
我终于发现了有人跟我的经历相配了。
This year I will be married for 35 years.
今年我已经结婚35年了。
You know how many times I moved?
你知道我总共搬了多少次家吗？
I moved 26 times.
我搬了26次家。
And that brothers and sister, they match me.
那个弟兄姊妹呢，他们就跟我的是一样。
They moved many, many times.
他们搬了许多许多次家。
That means their life is always dynamic.
那就是说他们的生活那是一直是动态的。
God never allows his people stay still, stay put. I mean spiritually.
在属灵的意义上来说，神没有要他的百姓好像静止不动的。
Especially spiritually.
就是在属灵上来说。
Because our God is an ever moving forward God.
因为我们的神那是一个不断向前的神。
So this journey is a progressive moving forward.
所以这个旅程那是一个不断进步的一个旅程。
And we can see in this journey are very eventful.
我们看见这整个的行程有许多的事件。
And to the point we can say it's problematic or turmoil.
我们甚至可以这样说，是一个充满了问题，而且是动荡的一个旅程。
When you read Book of Numbers,
当我们读民数记的时候
，You may think I'm not like them.
你也许想说我跟他们不一样。
They are murmuring all the way.
因为他们整路在抱怨。
They complain.
他们一直在
抱怨。They fight against each other.
他们也彼此吵架。
If there's no enemy outside, so they find enemies inward.
如果没有外面的仇敌来，他们自己就会在家里找仇敌。
And God's people shouldn't be like that way.
神的儿女们不应该是这个样。
If God leads His people, shouldn't be like that way.
如果神在带领着他的百姓的话，不应该是这样。
Brothers and sisters, this is a true and very sincere recording of God's people's experience.
但是弟兄姊妹们，民数记确实是神儿女们他们生活的一个实际记载。
Man tends to be idealistic.
我们容易倾向于理想化。
And we want to picture a perfect church.
我们在心中画一个理想教会的图画。
A perfect gathering.
一个完全的一个聚集。
Sometimes I say to myself, I should move to another gathering, and then I would be fine, I would be at rest.
有时候我这么想，如果我搬到有一个聚会，那我在那里就找得安息了，我就很好了。
When I was young, I actually asked an elderly brother about this.
当我还小的时候，我就曾经问一个年长弟兄这个问题。
If you move away from here, you get away from this brother who had hard time with you, give hard time to you.
但他说，如果你搬离开这里，你的确是离开了这个给你难处的弟兄。
For instance, Brother Chen, not our Brother Chen here.
或是说，举个例，我们张弟兄。
Then the other gathering, you will find the Brother Zhao to become your difficulty.
你搬到另外一个聚会的时候，你可能发现赵弟兄成为你的难处了。
That is God's dealing.
那是神对我给我们的对付。
That is the heavenly way.
这是属天的路。
Brothers and sisters, heavenly way doesn't mean that it's scenery drive and beautiful blue sky and you see flowers and bird chirping.
弟兄姊妹们，属天的道路并不在的是一路都是鸟语花香、天色长蓝。
Brothers and sisters, yes, in the wilderness, sometimes they encounter an oasis.
是的，弟兄姊妹们，在这个属天道路上，也许你会发现非常美好的时候。
There's greenery, there's fresh water.
也许找到青草地，找到了美好的溪水边。
But most of the time, it's difficulty.
但是多数的时候是充满难处的。
Most of the time.There's problems.
许多的时候是充满问题的。
And God uses this to train His people.
而神却用这些难处和问题来训练他的百姓。
But that also tests us.
而这些正是用来试验我们。
If we hold our perfectionist requirement,
如果我们紧紧抓住那个完美主义的要求
We tend to be idealistic.
我们倾向于理想化的话。
Then when we encounter all these problems and troubles,
当我们遇见到这些问题和难处的时候
，we will be easily frustrated.
我们就很容易灰心了。
We will easily become negative.
我们就很容易变成负面消极了。
And we will easily backslide.
我们就可能后退了。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we depart from God.
弟兄姊妹们，我们到了一个地步，可能就离开神。
And we depart from God's people.
我们就跟神儿女们分开了。
That's a sad thing.
这是非常
But yet,
非常令人伤心的。
God is always positive.
但是神永远是积极的。
He can always bring positive outcome from negative situation.
他总是可以把我们从负面的这些事情带往正面积极的目的。
Because He's a God of life.
因为他是生命的神。
He brings his life into us and transforms us through this unbecoming situations.
他把他的生命带到我们里面，借着这些难处来改变我们，把我们从这个不美好的光景中带出去。
Then we will move on to next section.
现在我们就到了下一个段落。
What does it mean of the actions of the people of Israel to us today?
以色列人这些行动对我们今天来说有什么意义呢？
They were moving around in the wilderness.
他们就在旷野里面在搬来搬去。
But we meet at one place all the time for 20 years or 30 years.
而我们今天是在同一个地方，可能聚个二十年、三十年之久。
I don't see any moving.
我们看见没有多少搬家。
I don't see any actions.
也没有看见什么行动。
And so Christians, we want to find movements.
好像基督徒总是希望有一些的活动。
In our own 运动
啊，运动。
In our own gatherings, if there's no movement.
如果在我们的聚集当中没有什么运动来的
话 There are plenty of movement outside.
那在外面就有很多的运动了。
20 years ago, I was serving in Eugene, in the university campus.
20年前当我还在奥勒冈州的尤金市服侍的时候，在校园服侍。
Many young brothers and sisters, they are dear Christians.
很多青年弟兄姊妹真是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，他们爱主。
And they're full of energy.
他们充满了力量。
They want to serve the Lord.
他们想要服侍神。
But only we only meet three times a week.
但是我们一周只有三次聚会。
Prayer meeting and Bible study meeting on Friday and Sunday worship.
有祷告聚会、读经聚会，还有主日聚会。
One time they come to me. They say we want to do something for Jesus.
有一次他们就来跟我说，我们想要为主耶稣做一点。
We find out there's a movement.
我们发现有一个运动
Start from Colorado
从科罗拉多开始
It's called Walking for Jesus
那个题目就是说为耶稣而走路它的主题是为耶稣而走
So they put on the T-shirt Walking for Jesus
他们就穿上那个为主耶稣而走的这个 T-shirt
They came to me They asked me Brother Bor Can we join this movement?
他们就来问我说，伯弟兄，我们可不可以参加这个运动呢？
I don't know how to answer.
我不知道如何回答他们。
If they spend their energy with to all this movement,
如果他们把他们的精力用在这些不同的运动里头，
but they sacrifice their church life,
把教真正教会生活牺牲了，
their spiritual devotional life living,
他们应当在主面前有的属灵追求的。
That's a big short change.
那是一个很大的损失。
Brother and sister, but when I saw them, they already put on that shirt, T-shirt.
但弟兄姊妹们，当我看见他们的时候，他们都已经把 T 恤穿在身上。
So I said, you are already walking for Jesus.
我就说，你们事实上已经开始为主耶稣而走了。
I used this as an illustration.
我用这个做一个例子。
Nowadays, a lot of dear brothers and sisters in Christ.
今天有许多主内亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
We feel bored at church meeting.
我们感觉到在教会聚会中的无聊。
We want to go to a youth rally.
我们想要到那个年轻人的那个
大聚会
里头。
When I was young, I went several this kind of rallies.
当我还年轻的时候，我曾经参加过几次这样的聚会。
By then, there was a big rally in Seoul.South Korea called Explosion 74.
事实上那时候有一个在首尔，在韩国首尔城里面有一个活动叫做74年的大爆炸。
大爆炸。
大爆炸。
All the college students from all over the world gathered together. They want to reach out.
有许多的大学生从全世界各地涌到首尔去，他们要去向人传福音。
Brothers and sisters, many of us we may think.This is called movement action.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们把这个就作为是一个这个运动，就当作是神的行动。
But what is the true spiritual significance today as action of God's people?
但是今天对我们来说，神百姓的这些这些的这些的action
行动，
神百姓的行动对我们有什么重要的意义呢？
From chapter 1 to chapter 4 of Book of Numbers,
从民数记第一章到第四章，
we see just encamp and serve the house of God. That is the action.
我们发现事实上是在那里安营，然后在神家侍奉，那就是真正的行动。
In other words, Christian daily life is an action.
换句话说，基督徒每天的生活事实上就是一个行动。
And you come to meet with brothers and sisters together according to the will of God.
那有些时间你就按着神的旨意来跟弟兄姊妹们相聚。
And in this gathering, we serve one another and we serve God.
在聚集的时候我们彼此服侍并且来侍奉神。
That is my understanding of today's church action.
这就是我对今天我们真正教会的行动的认识。
If you really enter into this life,
如果你真正进入这样的生活，
then you will find church life and church service full of events. It's all dynamic.
你们就会发现说，事实上教会的这些所有的行动和经历是满了动态的。
Maybe outwardly you stay put in Seattle or in Portland.
虽然在外面来看你好像是安定在西雅图或者在波特兰，
You always see the same face.
你可能一直都看到在每个聚会都看到同样的脸孔。
And you sing the same song.
你也唱同样的诗歌唱这么多年了。
But yet you will find ever refreshing from inward.
可是你在里面却一直是感觉到新鲜的。
And every event that occurs in brothers and sisters in yourself, that's God's leading.
在你和弟兄姊妹中间每一个事件对我们来说都是神的带领。
In other word,
换句话说，
If we execute, we practice what we have received from the Lord about the truth,
如果我们来实行来操练神所给我们的真正的意义，
真理的意义 Brothers and sisters, and if we follow the Lord this way,
如果我们这样来跟随主，
then you will find How different we are from the life of our Lord Jesus.
我们就会发现说，我们的生命跟主耶稣有何等的不同。
From Mount Sinai to enter into Canaan.
从西乃山要进入迦南地。
It only takes 11 days.
真正实在需要11天而已。
Physical distance wise, only take 11 days.
从实际的距离来说，只要11天就走到了。
But they walked for 38 years.
然而他们却
40 years.
然而他们却花了38年或者是40年在那里行走。
If Canaan represents the rest of God,
如果迦南代表着神的安息，
If Canaan represents the abundance of Christ,
如果迦南代表着基督的丰满，
then you will find how different we are from God, how far away we are from God's rest.
那我们就会发现我们离神的安息有多远。
And we need this time.
所以我们需要时间
to fill the gap.
我们把这个中间的差距把它补上。
In other words, to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, to transform us into the likeness of Christ.
换句话说，就是容许圣灵在我们里面工作，把我们转变，变化向基督。
I have a few minutes. Then I'll move on next section.
还有几分钟就要往下一个段落来移动。
When they walk in this wilderness,
当他们在旷野行走的时候，
there are certain principles they need to learn.
有一些有一些原则他们必须学习，必须认识。
And also for us to learn today.
也是我们今天必须学习和认识的。
Once we understand this spiritual principle,
一旦我们认识了这些属灵的原则，
and we care to hold fast and exercise upon it,
我们关切并且持守操练的时候，
then we will have the right attitude to face our encounters and our circumstances.
我们就能够来面对我们所有的经历和遭遇。
And only by these principles,
而且只有借着这些原则，
we will be secured in walking on this heavenly way.
我们才能够确定有把握的行在这条属天的道路上，安稳的走在这条道路上。
First one is we have to have a center of our life and our service.
第一个，我们必须在生活侍奉中有中心。
We have to have a center.
我们必须要有中心。
Once they were saved,
一旦他们得救了。
In chapter 2,
在第二章。
Actually, at the end of chapter 1, God pictured, it's like God draw a picture to us.
特别在第一章的后半，神事实上已经画了一个图画在我们中间。
When they encamped, the center of their camp is the tabernacle.
他们安营的时候，这个中心就是会幕。
Brothers and sisters, what is your center of life?
弟兄姊妹们，你的生活的中心是什么呢？
When I was young,
当我还年轻的时候，
my center of life is my own interest.
我的生活的中心是我的兴趣。
Whatever interests me, then that will occupy all my attention and occupy all my time.
凡是我有兴趣的，它就霸占了我所有的注意力和时间。
God wants His people to center their life and their service at His presence, at His house.
但是神却要他的百姓能够以他的同在和他的家为中心。
One time I was trying to share the gospel with a young friend.
有一次我要试着跟一位年轻朋友传福音。
And he's very polite.
他很有礼貌。
Every time I invite him to my house, have dinner with me.
每一次我邀请他到我家和我吃晚餐。
He would quietly listen to whatever I say to him.
他总是安静地听我所对他所说的。
And every time, and he said, I agree with you.
每一次他都说我同意你所说的。
And I said, then if you agree, why don't you come to the meetings?
但是我问他说，你既然同意，为什么你不到教会的聚会？
But he never showed up once.
但他从来不去的。
So sometimes I call him up.
有时候我打电话给他。
He told me, Mr. Bo, sorry, I can't.
啊，也就是他说，博先生，对不起，我不能去。
Because I have a badminton match.
啊，因为我有啊羽毛球赛要参加。
Because his life is centered at his hobby, which is badminton.
啊，因为他的生活就是以他的兴趣那个羽毛球为中心。
He's a software engineer. He's busy enough.
啊，他是一个软体工程师，他已经够忙了。
But even at his work, when he's at rest, he would think about badminton.
但是当他在工作或是休息的时候，他脑子里面就想到那个羽毛球。
Brothers and sisters, if you can replace that with God's house, then you have a right center.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们能够用神的家来取代那个羽毛球，那我们就有真正的中心了。
That will, then you are walking on this heavenly way.
那你就走在这个天路上了。
好 ，we know God's the house of God is.The gathering of God's people.
我们知道神的家乃是神百姓的聚集。
So all our family activities is surrounded at the center. That is the house of God.
我们全家的活动应当是以神家为中心来安排的。
Then your family will be blessed.
那你的家就必定蒙福。
Your career will be blessed.
你的事业也必定蒙福。
Your personal life will be blessed.
你个人的生活也必定蒙福。
The second thing.
第二点。
We see if we take an aerial view from above to see the camp of the Israelites.
如果我们从空中来鸟看以色列人安营的这个图画。
That is from God's point of view to look at His people on earth.
也就是用神的眼光来看神百姓在地上的生活。
The camp is like a cross.
他们安营的形状就像一个十字架。
Brothers and sisters.God wants His people to take the cross as their mind.
弟兄姊妹们，神要他的百姓在心思意念中有十字架这个记号。
That is why Paul urges the Philippians, you take the mind of Christ as your own mind.
这就是为什么使徒保罗勉励腓立比的弟兄姊妹要以基督耶稣的心思为心思。
We know the mind of Christ is the mind of the cross.
我们知道基督的心思乃是十字架的心思。
He's always denying and emptying himself.
他总是舍己，总是他倒空自己。
He's willing to take the lowest place.
他非常乐意取最卑微最低的。
Even die to the death of the cross.
甚至于甘心乐意死在十字架上。
That's utter humiliation.
那就是一个最终极的降卑。
That's utter forsaken by the Father.
那是最终极被神所弃绝。
But he is willing to please the Father.
但他仍然愿意要讨神的喜悦。
Unless we take this as our attitude,
除非我们以这个作为我们的态度。
Then all the questions, all the problems, all the event comes to us. There's no solution.
否则，其他任何的事情事件发生在我们身上的时候，你都找不出答案。
Because God used one method.To solve all human race problem.
因为神只用一个方法解决全人类所有的问题。
That is the cross of his son.
那就是他儿子的十字架。
A cross means cross myself out.
啊，十字架就是把我自己除掉。
And uplift himself.
啊，高举他自己。
The third thing.
第三点。
The Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Which is represented by the Pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
乃是当时用云柱和火柱所代表的。
Is the guidance or the basis of removing or encamping.
它是以色列人百姓起行和安营的一个根基和引导。
That means when we in our daily life, in our Church service,
或是在我们今天来说，就是每天的生活和教会的侍奉。
We need to be careful, pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们必须要很在意，要很细心的观察圣灵的引导。
For instance, like in Acts 1,
啊，举例来说，像《使徒行传》第一章。
When Jesus was taken up to heaven,
当主耶稣被接升天的时候
He urged his disciples, go back to Jerusalem.
他鼓励他的门徒们回到耶路撒冷。
And wait for the promised Holy Spirit.
啊，等候所应许的圣灵。
Jesus didn't ask them, now you go and disciple all the people.
主耶稣没有说你们现在就去，去使万民做我的门徒。
No, but Jesus said, you go back to Jerusalem and wait for the promised Holy Spirit.
主耶稣呢是说，你先回到耶路撒冷，等候所应许的圣灵。
Only when the Holy Spirit comes,
只有当圣灵来的时候
，then you know what the action is.
你就知道行当有的行动是什么。
You don't have to plan.
你不需要计划。
That doesn't mean that you don't have to pray. You don't have to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
这并不是说你不需要祷告了，你不需要跟弟兄姊妹交通。
While you wait and you fellowship, you will be clear.About the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
乃是当我们在等候、在交通的时候，圣灵来就使我们明白他的意思。
And the Holy Spirit will give us the opportunity to witness for Him, for the Lord Jesus.
圣灵就给我们机会来为基督做见证。
That is the principle of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的原则。
And fourthly,
第四点
，when they actually remove from their camp,
当他们实际上
take up their
tent 起行的时候。
The ark walk ahead of them.
约柜在他们前头行。
And find rest for them.
并且为他们找可安歇的地方。
Every time we take action.
那就是说，当我们每一次有行动的时候。
This action must according to Christ.
这个行动必须是照着基督的。
The ark symbolizes the testimony of Jesus.
约柜乃是代表着基督的见证。
That is, he testified who God is and how God acts.
啊，他来证明什么神是什么样的一位，而神的行动又是什么。
So every action of our life and church service.
所以我们每一个行动和我们教会的侍奉。
Only when we are seeing Christ,
唯有当我们看见基督的时候
，He becomes the author and the finisher of our faith.
他成为我们信心的创始成终者
and we can do according to Christ
那我们就可以照着基督而行
fifthly
第五点
as we take action
当我们有行动的时候
to believe in God is the most important factor
啊，相信神那是最重要的一个要素
so in Hebrew chapter 3
所以在希伯来书第三章里边
They are quoted Book of Numbers
他们在这里引用了民数记
The children of Israel For 40 years They watched the work of God Yet they failed to know the way of God
以色列百姓他们有40年之久去观看神的作为可是从没有明白神的道路
What is the way of God?
那么神的道路是什么
The foremost, most important is faith, believing in Him.
最重要的第一个就是信心，就是相信他。
So Caleb and Joshua, they have another spirit.
所以加勒和约书亚他们另有一个心智，另有一个灵。
Because of this spirit, they believe in the Lord.
因为他们的灵乃是相信、信靠神的灵。
They seize the difficulties as their opportunities.
他们以难处作为他们的机会。
And they seize the enemies as their food, spiritual food.
他们看仇敌就是他们的食物，属灵的食物。
To nourish them and to help them grow spiritually.
是来滋养他们，是来帮助他们在属灵上成长的食物。
And for 38 years.
在三十八年之久
，They didn't lose this believing heart.
啊，这两人没有失去他们对神这样的信心。
So in Hebrews it says, if we hold fast this assurance from beginning to the end, we are the companions of Christ.
所以在希伯来书这里就讲到说，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
We become the companion of Christ.
我们就成为基督的同伴。
How Jesus walked the way which is a heavenly way.
我们的主耶稣怎样行走了那一条天路。
And our daily living And our church service is also walking on that way.
我们的日常生活，我们的教会侍奉，也就会走在这条属天的道路上。
We share the same experience as our Lord Jesus have walked.
我们就有份于基督所经历过的那条路的经历。
Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
For your presence with us.
为着你的同在感谢你。
For your mercy and loving kindness.
为着你的怜悯和慈爱感谢你。
You not only saved us.
主，你不仅救赎了我们。
But you lead us toward your own goal.
你并且领我们达到你的目的。
Lord, your goal is nothing but yourself.
主啊，你的目的乃是你的自己。
May we as individual.
主啊，愿我们个人。
As well as the corporate body
和整个基督身体
we will follow you
都来跟随你
we will follow your leading
跟随你的带领
and live and serve according to the heavenly way
愿我们的生活与侍奉都照着属天的道路
may you bless your word
主啊愿你祝福你的话语
and bless each and every one of us
也祝福我们中间每一位弟兄姊妹
in the name of my Lord Jesus I pray
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告
阿们
阿们